People like the WEF, of course. I see it with the IMF. I see it with the central banks, of course, the Fed. People talk Bill Gates. You just brought up Cuban. Bill Gates is really the distraction here. He's a billionaire distraction, of course, and he does have an effect. He has an effect on people's spirit in a lot of ways that people don't realize, as far as, everybody's focusing on all the shitty stuff that he does. But, he's really answering to a bigger play. And that's why I always talk about the source of the seed. And it's dangerous for me to talk about Monsanto and Cargill. That's who I focus on, because they started in the United States of America. Cargill family goes back a long time. Let's put it that way. You can't reach the Cargill family. They're not out in public. They do that by design. Cargill has a intelligence structure that mirrors the CIA. They have 7,000 people on the ground at any one time.
Whoa.
So you want to talk about somebody that doesn't want you to know who they are, and you say, "Who is they?" Well, it's those guys that really don't want you to know who the hell they are. They want you to know Bill Gates, and that's by design. Why do they need our attention? They
Yeah,
don't need
gotcha.
us.
Gotcha.
They don't need Oprah. Bill Gates is put on Oprah in 60 Minutes so he can be the
Right.
distraction. Cargill, just look at their family. How far do they go back? They go back to the monarchies. They go back so far that it's even hard to trace. And so how much do they control? Who controls our seed? And who truly controls the source of our seed, controls the source of everything that we are. And they've done that even before America was America. And so why would they ever give up the control of that seed? Why would they not manipulate that seed in a way that will control us in ways that we don't understand?
So this is my new favorite hobby, is looking at Cargill. I had no idea about
Oh,
this
why don't you
company.
call Mimi?
Oh my goodness. And these guys, the Cargill family, they are unbelievable. There's just story after story about how horrible they are, and they're in everything. There's not a single, you go into the supermarket, you won't see the name Cargill, but it's in every single product. If it's processed, if it's emulsified, any of it, it's all Cargill. I had no idea. And as I'm reading through the Cargill website, it pops up stuff like this: reducing the strain raising animals has our climate has on our climate is also a priority. Cargill and Zelp are joining forces to distribute wearable technology to catch cows' burps. The innovation can potentially reduce livestock methane emissions by up to 53%. So it's real. They're really connecting all of this stuff. Here's a little bit of background on Cargill. Today, they have, and this is from data from 2018, 155,000 people in 70 countries. It has its own fleet of 570 ships moving 200 million tons of commodities. And it says right here, this is from Greenpeace: Cargill's political and economic intelligence on food and agriculture has even been said to exceed that of the CIA. This is privately held. They've got about 100 family members, but the top ones are all multi-billionaires. And you don't even know their names. You don't need anything. But bottom line is, a vast proportion of the world's main agricultural commodities pass through the hands of just four international trading companies. Cargill is one. If it's sweetened, preserved, emulsified, milled, or imbued with additives, it's Cargill. So I put some more stories about Cargill if people are interested. But as I'm reading through this, I see the term farm to fork. And this triggered me because I had just been reading this, the European Green New Deal, or the Green Deal, I should say, which is my buddy Frans Timmermans, is literally called farm to fork. This is the Rockefeller idea of completely controlling food, 100% genetically modified, tracking it from farm to your face is the way I'd say it, farm to fork. And as I dove into stuff and start looking for things, oh my goodness, this is Rice University.
been able to make graphene on many different substrates. Previously, we could only make graphene on materials that were like poly.